If you'd like to turn over to the 22nd chapter of Genesis. If you were here last week, I shared a bit of a personal testimony of a Jewish man that I've known for 16 years. He actually hired me, and our conversation was very sweet, but at the end of it, it was still obvious and that he and his family still do not believe the Messiah is Jesus. And I was thinking about this a lot. You know, the first five books of the Bible that we have are the historical records written by Moses, whom God chose to lead his people out of Israel, but also out of the bondage of their own sin. And there are many Old Testament references to and prophecies which tell of the Messiah, about who he would be, where he would be born, and so on and so on. And I was thinking about one of the first ones that references Jesus as being the Lamb of God is found in Genesis chapter 4. And that chapter is the chapter about Cain and Abel, and how God rejected Cain's sacrifice, which was of his hands, of his work, but accepted Abel's sacrifice, which was a lamb. And Abel had nothing to do with producing that lamb. One of the things that I noted was that was the first blood offering. And ever since then, it's always been the shedding of blood for the remission of sins. It's the only sacrifice that's ever been acceptable to God. And if you're there now in chapter 22, let's go ahead and read the first 14 verses to start our day. And it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide here ye with the ass, and I and the lad," meaning Isaac, "will go up yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood and of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father? And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said again, Here I am. So he was listening. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and beheld behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and looked and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In this portion of Scripture, Moses provides us with many foreshadowings of Jesus as the Lamb of God. You know, God tested Abraham's faith. You know, when God spoke to Abraham, I want you to kill your son. And Abraham said, here I am. I'll do it. How much faith did that take? How about when Isaac asked, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. We have no record of God telling Abraham this. Abraham said, God will provide the lamb. Is that not one of the greatest expressions of faith you've ever heard? It was Abraham's faith and Isaac's faith. But God also tested Isaac's faith. Can you imagine? Okay, I'll put this load of wood on my back and we're going to go up to a mountain and you're going to do what? Now, Abraham bound Isaac, but Isaac didn't run away. He submitted. Because God, he had faith. Isaac was Abraham's only son. Jesus is God's only son. God commanded Abraham to take Isaac to a mount in Moriah. Jesus was sacrificed on the Mount of Calvary. And many other parallels and foreshadowings. Abraham rose up early in the morning without hesitation to give God the first act of the day. Abraham took two young men with him. You know, there were two thieves on Calvary with Jesus. Isaac carried the very wood that would be used to consume him. Jesus carried his cross that would consume him, that would take his life. Abraham's obedience was the sacrifice of Isaac. God's promise of a Savior was fulfilled in Jesus. I thought about so many other things. How about that knife that Abraham had in his hand, and he was ready to plunge that right into his son's heart. I think about the spear that that soldier used to make sure that Jesus had given up the ghost. You see so many different parallels, and there's many more. I just only have a few minutes, but how about the thicket? You know, Abraham looked over, and there's this ram caught in a thicket. Thickets are usually made out of what? Thorny bushes. And Jesus bore a crown of thorns. And that ram was held. He was bound there. Jesus was bound to the cross by nails. A little further in Genesis, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Wasn't it seen at Calvary? And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn. You see, God can't swear by anything, any other one other than himself. There is no higher power. And said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. In thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Praise the Lord. You see, Abraham's faith, it was his faith. And it was all made whole. But it was made whole because God provided the lamb. And God blessed him. And then to finish up, the blood sacrifice of animals. It began way back 4,000 years prior. For 4,000 years, there was always an atonement of sin. It was always because of a blood sacrifice. That's the only thing. But you know, you think about it, even though that was the law and people were commanded to obey the law, it wasn't adequate enough. It wasn't. No matter how pure the animal, no matter the ceremony, whatever, there's only one blood offering for the remission of sins. And that's the blood of Jesus. That's it. There's no other way. If, think about it, really, let's be logical. If there had been any other way for God to save mankind, don't you think he would have done it? But yet, he provided the Lamb. God provided the Lamb. And that's who we sing of. And we talk about the blood, and we're not ashamed of the blood. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Aren't you thankful for the blood?